Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking through an article called The Real Estate License Upgrade Path, Assistant Agent to Licensee in Charge.
And if you've ever looked at a real estate career and thought, where does this actually go? This one lays it out clearly.
So the article opens with what it calls the universal three-rung ladder. The point is that almost every real estate career in Australia follows the same shape, no matter which state you're in. The names change, the structure doesn't.
Walk us through the rungs.
Rung 1 is your entry or assistant license. You can work in real estate, but under supervision. You can't go off and list properties on your own.
That's where most people start. You're working under someone who holds the license, getting your feet on the ground.
Exactly. Rung 2 is the full agent license. You can work independently, list and sell or lease in your own right. The article says most agents sit on this rung for years.
Which makes sense. Not everyone is trying to run an agency straight away. They just want to get out there and work.
Right. And rung 3 is the licensee in charge or agency principal level. That's where you can run an agency, supervise other agents, and take legal responsibility for the trust account.
The trust account piece is significant. That's real legal responsibility, not just a title.
It is. Now here's something the article flags that trips a lot of people up. Moving up each rung actually involves two separate steps. First, a qualification from a registered training organisation. Second, a license from your state authority.
So finishing the course doesn't automatically make you a licensed agent.
Correct. Archer Institute, as a registered training organisation, RTO 45020, issues the nationally recognised qualification. Your state authority then issues the actual license. You need both, and they are two distinct steps.
Okay, so what qualifications are we talking about here?
Two qualifications do most of the work across the country. The Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, that's CPP 41419, is what gets you to the full agent license in most states. It's the step up from the entry license.
And the one above that?
The Diploma of Property, CPP 51122. That's the qualification behind the top license, the licensee in charge level. It covers agency management, trust accounting, and the broader responsibilities that come with running a business.
How long do they take?
Both are commonly completed in around 6 to 12 months, self-paced. Put in more time, finish faster.
Are they recognised nationally because people do move between states?
Yes. Both are nationally recognised under the AQF, the Australian Qualifications Framework. So the qualification travels with you. The licence rules, though, are state-specific.
Let's go through the states because that's where it can get confusing.
NSW and the ACT both use a class system. You start at Class 3, the entry licence. You move to Class 2 with the Certificate 4. Then Class 1 is the top, built on the diploma. The two states mirror each other closely.
And Queensland?
Queensland keeps it to two clear levels. You start as a registered real estate salesperson, working under a licensee. When you're ready to run your own agency and hold a trust account, you upgrade to the full real estate agent license through the Queensland Office of Fair Trading.
And Victoria?
Victoria also runs two levels. You start as an agent's representative, then upgrade to a full estate agent license through Consumer Affairs Victoria. That top license is built on the Diploma of Property.
So different labels, same shape everywhere.
That's the whole point of the article. Once you understand the three rungs, you can map it to your state.
There's a timing piece I want to ask about, because it's not just how long the course takes.
Right, and this is important. The article talks about two clocks running at once. The first is study time, how long it takes you to complete the qualification. The second is experience time, what your state authority requires before it will issue the upgraded license.
And the experience requirement is often what actually sets your real timeline.
Yes. And the smart move, the article says, is to study while you're building the experience, so both clocks run at the same time rather than one after the other.
Don't wait until you've finished studying to start counting your time on the job.
Exactly. And always confirm the current requirements with the authority in your state, because requirements can change.
So if someone's listening and they want to know which rung they're on, how do they work it out?
The article makes it simple. If you can only work under supervision right now, you're on rung 1. Your next move is the full agent license, and the Certificate 4 is the qualification for that. If you already work independently but can't run an agency, you're on rung 2. The diploma is your next step.
And the article makes a point about planning ahead, doesn't it?
It does. Even if you're not sure you want to run an agency yet, it's worth knowing where you want to end up before you start, because that shapes which path you plan and when you study what.
So know your end goal, match the qualification to the rung, check the experience requirements with your state authority, then get enrolled and study at your own pace.
That's the plan. And the single thing to do right now, if you're not sure where you sit, work out which rung you're on. That tells you exactly what comes next.
Read the full article for the detail. It links through to upgrade guides for each state. And if you want to talk it through with someone, Archer Institute has an Australian-based team you can call on 1800 069 273.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online self-paced training with real Australian-based support. RTO 45020. Thanks for being here.